like to thank you so much for taking the time today. I know you got
Tell your name again?
Dennis.
I'm Rustin.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Great to meet you also. So, you got a lot going on. You got headlining on BMI stage later today.
Yeah.
And then performance with the Revivalists at the Vic later on after that.
That's right.
So, what's going on? How does it feel to be at Lollapalooza?
Feels great. Yeah, I've always wanted to play this festival. Kind of like everybody else, you know? Always wanted to.
Have you had any chance to be here before, or did you just fly in?
Never been.
Okay.
No, we bust in from Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how was the journey for you?
Journey was great. I played a bunch of Zelda. Got here on time, so that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago area. Yeah.
I love Chicago. Yeah. So we're playing Chicago in the fall.
Yeah. You got your Blightly first tour.
That's
Sorry
right.
Sorry about that.
That's right.
Hard to read my own writing.
That's all right. I have the same problem.
Yeah, so definitely looking forward to the tour in the fall. So that'll be great. And you've got the Weeping Willow that you just
That's
put
right.
out. Tell me a little bit more about that, because
man, it was so crazy. It was a couple months ago, John Carter Cash is a friend of mine, so he just called and checked up on me and randomly was like, hey, I was out at my grandparents' place. That my parents bought, back in the 80s, bought back, that June grew up in and all that. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so Mother Maybelle's house that Johnny and June reacquisitioned in the 80s. Sure. He was like, well, if you need a personal getaway, you should just go out there. There's, it's on the side of Clinch Mountain. There's nothing going on. And I was like, okay.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, it was like being in a museum, but without the glass. It was just their stuff. It was just around. It was nuts.
And everything has a story, and everything has meaning and significance.
Yeah, it was
impactful.
just Ezra Carter's Bible from the 1800s was just casually on the living room coffee table. First editions of books, it was pretty crazy. Yeah.
So that was definitely a... inspiring time, and
yeah, definitely.
I mean, how with that in your life now, and how do you take that and infuse that with what you've learned and grown up with in your songwriting, and what how have you incorporated that into the elements of your songwriting?
That experience, you'd
correct?
Say?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that experience was like a. It was just kind of like the diamond in the ring, per se. As far as the first thing I did when I moved here was go to Johnny Cash's, June's, and Mother Maybelle's graves.
Okay.
So I kind of completed a part of the puzzle by going to AP and Sarah's grave, out by the house. So it was like kind of a full, very, very full circle moment for myself. I never really dreamed that I would, write songs and gather inspiration inside Mother Maybelle's kitchen.
I mean, how could you? That is kind of a unique and a wonderful experience.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
So, as far as songwriting is concerned, what would you consider to be, the best elements that make a great song? What elements do you feel are...
Make a great song?
Correct.
If you mean it.
From the heart, yeah.
If you mean it. I mean, from wherever. If it's true, Even if you're lying, but it's true to you. That's what makes a good song.
Sure.
I mean, as far as if you want to get into the details of the craft, etc., sure, some words are better than others, but if you just mean it, if you get up on a mic or on stage or in your bedroom and you mean it, then you're doing something great with your life.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, I was noticing that there was a mention that you're comfortable in a cowboy hat and a Slayer shirt. Have you?
I didn't necessarily write that. I just rolled with it.
Okay.
But I go through phases in my life. Sometimes I'll like a cowboy hat. Sometimes I'll be listening to punk only. Sometimes I'm deep in the Carter Family world. Sometimes I'm on a Halsey kick. Definitely always on a Taylor Swift kick. Love it.
Okay,
love
yeah.
all that music.
Well, understandable, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of all shit, so I like to reflect whatever I'm listening to at the time, whatever's heaviest in there is kind of music. Inspiration for mode of dress.
Yeah, follow her for music for any moves, yeah.
Yeah, just like whatever, you know, music's just music.
Excellent. And what kind of tips might you have for younger artists? Like things that you've learned that would be beneficial to younger artists?
To find exactly who they are and put it out in their music. Like I said earlier, you know, it's the authenticity. That's important. That's so important in art. Art's so important in culture, so more people are as authentic as possible, doing what they do and being true about it, you know, that can change the world.
That's true. I mean, you could definitely see the difference from, you know, some artists versus others that are like yourself, that really have it down to who they are, down to the bone of the essence of who they are. So definitely respect everything that you're doing. So it's amazing.
Thanks,
stuff.
Man. Thank you.
So after your tour, what do you have lined up? Another album in the works?
Yeah, we're recording another album in the fall.
Excellent.
And well, after the tour.
Yeah. That's November, ends in November, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just November. Yeah.
We're going in to record another record. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate your time. I know you always have a lot going on, so I won't keep it too long. If we could get a couple pictures of you also.
Yeah, let's do it.